morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. So, folks, soon means, like right away. We've got a lot of people in Stouffville. I know many of them. Many of them who I know, and of course now I can't mention who they are, but many would love to see something like this. None of them will start it, but I'll get it running if somebody has the gumption to realize that maybe sharing is a good thing. Maybe it can be the basis for healing in a lot of cases. So, people out there, give us a shout. Scott at sharingtheburden.ca or 647-222-0515. Got a good show this morning, a couple of friends, Laurel, a newer friend, Laurel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
And, thank you.
I know with your experience you'll have a dimension to add that maybe we're not used to, but that's good. We want to make this diverse. And an old friend, Raj, who's been on this show many times, living up in Barry Way now, welcome again, Raj.
Thank you, Scott. It's been an honor to be on the show, and it feels good to be back in Markham. Just for a little while.
Yeah. You wouldn't come back, would you?
No.
How come?
Oh, I love Barry.
I love Barry, and Markham doesn't suit me. But that's okay. Folks, yeah, I do live in Markham. I was here for many, many years, but and I'll probably end up back because I'm feeling the urge to get north pretty soon, to be honest with you. Anyway, friends, we're talking about amends this week, actually this month, and this is the last week for the program where we'll be talking about it. And what the sharing this morning goes on about is denial, denial of maybe, it doesn't really matter what of, because for one thing, when you're in denial, you don't know, obviously, because you don't know what it is you're in denial of, and if you weren't in denial of it, you'd know it, and you wouldn't be in denial of it. So that's pretty complex, but Scott, we'll leave that for another day. So when you think of denial, okay, just off the top, if you wanted to find out what you were in denial of, is there anything that you can think of that you might do? And I'll give you a hint, and you can go along with this one or not if you want. Things I see in other people that I don't like, when I look at somebody and, my mind automatically does this whole life story on everything that passes me anyway. And in a glimpse, I can tell you it's all what I believe or what I think or what's coming to me, but I can tell you a story about whether I like the look of that or not, as a overall picture, as a life. And I tell you today, after many years of experience, if it's something I don't like, then I know it's me. It's a pure reflection, that I have to kind of analyze to get at, and I'd be very intelligent to go up to that person immediately, say hello, shake his or her hand, and go on to find out what it is that, that we both probably don't like and maybe do. But anyway, that's one way to find things we may be in denial of, is to look at things we don't like and spend some time in analysis. Does that ring any kind of bell with either of you? Does that make sense to you, Laurel? Do you concur? I mean, when you see something you don't like, do you follow it up in a sense that maybe it is you?
I don't follow it up as well as what you said in the illustration, right? But I am getting better at, when I see something that I don't like, trying to adjust my own vision, I think there's the scripture about the log in your own eye,
Yeah.
Right? You see something that you don't like in somebody else, and it's so easy then to point the finger and be condemning.
Yeah.
But to just pause for a moment and look at the log in your own eye and ask yourself some questions, you know, why do I find that character trait in that person so annoying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And maybe I possess the same character trait and I'm in denial of it.
Yeah. But it is a good way, isn't it? Like you even used a word there. So, you know, kind of proof in the pudding that, when we do that, we do find things out about ourselves. And for some reason, there's nobody we dislike more than certain of our own self. I don't know what that means or why, but it seems that way because you can almost count on the fact if something's really a turnoff, you know, there's something in you that's really a turnoff and you're probably in denial of it.
And that something might have happened to you a long time ago. Yeah. Maybe some kind of life event happened to you a long time ago that you really don't want to face. You really don't want to peel the onion on that particular event that happened. Yeah. But sometimes we have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're probably not going to heal around that issue until we get to that place where we can. You know, and that's a great analogy to skins of an onion. You know, my onion keeps getting bigger. It's supposed to be getting smaller, you know, as you get older. But I think the more we know, the more we know that we don't know and so on. So it's kind of like, you know, like a triangle upside down without a bottom. Just boom, 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 boom. So, Raj, denial, does that mean anything to you in your recovery programs? Do you have that sense when you look at something you don't like that maybe in you?
Yes. But I look at denial in two ways. Mm-hmm. Denial is one about myself, the way I should deny things. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. Where I'm in my recovery today is I try to not take inventory of other people. Mm-hmm. For example, let me give you an illustration. There is somebody where I work who's in the same program with me, and he is not up to mark when it comes to work. I mean, he's slow, he takes advantage of people, and he's always, trying to push the work onto someone else. Now, that was bothering me a lot because the way I work, I'm all the way into it, 100%, and I really do a good job, that's what I've been told. But then I started taking his inventory and trying to figure out why is this guy like this. So it bothered me a lot. And it was affecting my performance in the sense like I would have resentments against this person. And then I had to discuss this with my sponsor and he says, is it affecting your work performance in any way? I said, no. Is it bothering you? Is he coming into your station and bothering you? I said, no, it's not. So I said, then why should it bother you? What he's doing. That's his problem. That's his issue. If he cannot give you output or give his boss output, that's his problem because that's between him and the boss. It's not between you, him, and the boss. All you got to do is just continue doing what you're doing. And that's about it. And now that's what I had a talk with him the other day. And I said, you know what? There are things about you I don't like, and I'm being very honest. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he smiled, he says, yes, I know. And then he kept on working, and he said, we'll one day get together, have a coffee, and discuss this. I said, I need to bring it out and talk about it and hear your side of the in your side of the field, too. It's not one way. It's just only me talking about it, but I need to hear your story, too, because we are all in the same program, we need to be friends, and we need to help each other, and that's the way the things work. Before getting into this program last year, I was in total denial of everything. Mm-hmm. About the person who I was, not more about the drinking. Mm-hmm. The drinking was not the problem, alcohol has never been the problem. It is the way I built myself up. Like the snitch about me, it was like, I'll put it in a simple way, my way or the highway. And if I don't like what you're doing or what you're trying to tell me, get behind me. You cannot be a part of my group. That's how it was. If you are fine, you get along, I mean, you say yes to me and no to me whenever I want it, then you can walk beside me. But otherwise, no, you cannot be. And that was where I was, because that's the way I created myself. Mm-hmm. And that when I saw and had to make changes to myself, mm-hmm. I didn't like it. Because the fear of the unknown, yeah. fear what would I would have to give up, whether I would get it back. Because I didn't know what I was getting into. Because I didn't know what I was going to get back if I had to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a huge denial for me for a lot of time. And then adding alcohol to it just messed up everything.
It was just an escape. And eventually, because of your predisposition, you know, with the genetics, the escape mechanism became more than a habit and so on. And that's, folks, what addiction is really all about, for those who wanted a quick lesson, if any. Yeah, that's great, Raj. Thanks very much. I think we're going to take a quick break here just to kind of get things rolling, pay some bills. Will we be doing that?
Yeah, I think it's time to pay those bills.
All right, you go ahead and pay some bills, and we'll be right back, folks.